Rex Latford here in sunny and green Denver, Colorado, with another day page. There's a lot to report for today, February 24th, 2014, so let's get to it. Ukraine is in a state of crisis after the country's democratically elected president was ousted Saturday following months of street protests that left at least 82 people dead. The acting government issued an arrest warrant for ousted President Viktor Yanukovych after he fled the capital, Kiev. Egypt's interim prime minister has announced the mass resignation of his government. The sudden resignation of the entire cabinet paves the way for Field Marshal Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to run for president after renouncing his post as defense minister. In Thailand, four people were killed and dozens wounded over the weekend in gun and bomb attacks at anti-government protests. Three of the dead were children. Mexican authorities have arrested the head of Mexico's largest drug cartel. El Chapo was arrested in a condominium building in the resort town of Mazatlan. You've probably seen the video of this. He was sleeping with his beauty pageant wife at the time. Police paraded him shirtless and bleary-eyed for the cameras before allowing him to dress and taking him into custody. In Afghanistan, Taliban gunmen attacked an Afghan army base on Sunday, killing 21 soldiers in the worst single assault on Afghan forces since 2010. The attack comes as President Obama considers how many U.S. troops to keep in Afghanistan beyond this year. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is set to release a plan today to scale back the U.S. Army to its smallest force since before World War II. Ahead of the plan's release today, unnamed officials told the New York Times the plan would protect funding for spying-related services and special operations. The United Nations Security Council has adopted a resolution calling on both sides of the Syrian conflict to allow delivery of humanitarian aid. A Russian court has sentenced seven people to prison terms ranging from 2.5 to 4 years for protesting President Vladimir Putin in Bolotnaya Square in 2012. Pussy Riot members were detained for protesting outside the court along with more than 100 others. Vladimir, who's your daddy Putin, just loves cracking down on Pussy Riot. The video streaming site Netflix has agreed to pay Comcast for faster and more direct access to its subscribers. The latest deal could have major implications for net neutrality, the principle of equal and open access to the internet, but a close read of the details indicate this may be overhyping this particular case. Technically, Netflix will be cutting out their transit provider and peering directly with Comcast. Detroit's emergency manager has floated a proposal to slash worker pensions and retiree benefits in a bid to bring the city out of bankruptcy. In Louisiana, a barge carrying crude oil collided with another vessel in the Mississippi River Saturday, shutting down a 65-mile stretch that includes the port of New Orleans. This is disgusting. In Texas, the CEO of ExxonMobil has joined a lawsuit against a fracking-related project due to fears that it could affect the value of his multi-million dollar home. Last week, the clothing retailer Gap announced it would set a minimum wage of $10 an hour for its U.S. workers in 2015. In New York City, activists staged a protest inside the Guggenheim Museum Saturday night to draw attention to the plight of migrant workers building a new Guggenheim franchise in Abu Dhabi. And that's just about enough for this day page. An NSA advisory confirms that you can find the rest stashed at daypage.net behind the yellow tape that reads, Terrorism Investigation, Stay Back. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, heard on the Liberty Radio Network, and I'll warn you now to stay tuned to the next day page.